25 years ago, my friend Bob Castellone told me, money is not math, and math is not money. At the time, I just scratched my head till all my hair fell out, but I finally figured out what he meant. The advent of personal computers 30 years ago enabled those of us in the fledgling financial planning community to crunch numbers to our heart's content, thus enabled to calculate the numerical nuances of infinite financial possibilities. Financial planners began producing elaborate projections of potential financial futures. Now, I cannot prove it, but I theorize that this is when my financial planning brethren first convinced the public that they could somehow predict the future. So here's a newsflash. They can't. We can't. We can tell you what will happen in the future if you'll provide us with a few basic details like what interest rates, tax rates, market returns, inflation returns, and 100 other details will be. Short of knowing these things for certain, our numerical precision is not so precise. Unexpected and unknowable future circumstances dramatically affect our financial futures. But so does another significant factor, and that is human nature. More than a few folks who made elaborate plans to save, save, save have discovered that once they have a few coins in their pocket or bank account, human nature shows up. Economists call this the propensity to consume. Your grandfather used to call it money burning a hole in your pocket. If all we had to do was complex math problems, financial projections would be much easier. But we're dealing with something much deeper than math here. We're dealing with money. And money is the medium of exchange between human beings. And it's that human being part that really makes things interesting. Human beings often don't fit nicely in a mathematical equation. Yes, unanticipated circumstances can wreak havoc on the best financial plans, but human nature, in all its many expressions, is usually responsible for most of the damage done to financial plans. So it's inconveniently true that financial projections are not particularly effective at telling the future, but they can very clearly tell you what you should be doing today. So an effective financial plan is not just about crunching the numbers. It's also about corralling human nature. That's the part that has a nasty habit of messing up the math. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.